بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب جواز الأخذ من غير مسألة ولا تطلع إليه. الحمد لله. This is the 58th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh explains the permissibility of taking that which comes without asking for it or not expecting it. عن سالم بن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عن نبيه عبد الله بن عمر عن عمر رضي الله عنهم قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعطيني العطاء فأقول أعطه من هو أفقر إليه مني. هذا سالم, the son of Abdullah bin Umar, narrates from his father, Abdullah bin Umar, who narrates from his father, Umar ibn Khattab, رضي الله تعالى عنه. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give me something, give me a gift. And I would say, أَعْطِهِ مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَرُ إِلَيْهِ مِنِّي. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give to someone else who is more in need of it. فَقَالَ خُذْهُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, tell Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, خُذْهُ, take it. إِذَا جَأَكَ مِنْ هَذَا الْمَالِ شَيْءٌ وَأَنْتَ غَيْرُ مُشْرِفٍ وَلَا سَائِلٍ فَخُذْهُ فَتَمَوَّلْهُ. He says, when this wealth comes to you, somebody gives you a gift, obviously something which is halal for you, so take it. When any such wealth comes to you without you desiring it, you are not hankering after it, you're not desiring it, غَيْرُ مُشْرِفٍ وَلَا سَائِلٍ, you haven't asked for it, فَخُذْهُ فَتَمَوَّلْهُ, take it, make it part of your wealth, invest it. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ كُلْهُ, if you wish, eat it, consume it. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ, in other words, if you got the wealth, if you need it, so you haven't desired it, so use it. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ تَصَدَّقْ بِهِ, and if you have plentiful, then give this wealth now that you receive as sadaqah. See the benefit of this. If somebody gives you some wealth, somebody gives you a gift, give you some money, whatever it is, you haven't desired it, you haven't asked for it. Rasulullah says, فَخُذْهُ فَتَمَوَّلْهُ, take it, make it part of your wealth. فَإِنْ شِئْتَ كُلْهُ, if you wish, eat it, otherwise, use it up. وَإِنْ شِئْتَ تَصَدَّقْ بِهِ, and if you wish, give it away in sadaqah. وَمَا لَا فَلَا تُتْبِعُهُ نَفْسَكَ, and that wealth which has not come to you in this way. In other words, you saw somebody had wealth, you desired that he gives you part of that wealth, or you asked him for something, you begged from him, without any need for it. فَلَا تُتْبِعُهُ نَفْسَكَ, then do not tie yourself in pursuit of this wealth. In other words, don't hanker after such wealth, don't desire it. قال سالم فكان عبد الله لا يسأل أحدا شيئا. As Salim says, that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala never asked any person anything. وَلَا يَرُدُّ شَيْئًا أُعْطِيَهُ, and in the similar vein, when any person gave him something, then he did not dismiss it. He accepted it. So whatever he did not ask for, it came in his way without him desiring it, he accepted it. And that which, and also, he never ever asked any person, he never hankered after any wealth, he didn't desire any person's wealth. So this is the permissibility of some person who gives you some wealth, you didn't desire it, not necessarily some money, any item. If you are moving with some person and you see he's got some nice food and you desire it, or you ask for it, then there's no barakah in that. But if that wealth comes to you without you asking for it, without you hankering after it, without you desiring it, then you take it, because the other hadith says there is barakah for you in it. It is halal source. You haven't desired it, and inshallah this will be good for you. If you want, you consume it. Or otherwise, at least use this in sadaqah and benefit somebody else. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.